Welcome back to State of Belief Radio, everyone. I'm Welton Gaddy. IslamicCommentary.org, spelled with just one C, is the work of the Transcultural Islam Project. It's an important, I can't stress how important, addition to the authoritative voices on a much misunderstood and often misrepresented religion. And I am very pleased to welcome Julie Harbin, writer and editor for Islamic Commentary and a communications specialist at the Duke Islamic Studies Center, to State of Belief Radio. Julie, welcome.
Thank you, Welton.
Would you start by describing the scope and purpose of this website, IslamicCommentary.org?
Sure. You know, as you were saying, there's so much misunderstanding in the media and public debates around issues involving Muslims in the Islamic world. And we're really hoping to better inform public knowledge and discourse about the diversity of thought and cultures within Islam and Muslim communities, including those in the United States.
When you all sit around and talk about this, when you were envisioning the project, who did you see as the primary audience for the website?
Well, we looked at, as I said, policymakers, media, and the broader general public. So it's really a wide range.
So if someone who doesn't have a degree in comparative religion or doesn't have the identity of a policy guru wants to just go and look up something about Islam, they can handle this?
Yes, they can. You know, there's a wealth of knowledge and scholarship that hasn't been marketed to the public and to policymakers before, and we're trying to meet that need by bringing that scholarship to a level that the public can understand.
And there are some really impressive credentials that you have surrounding the project. Talk a little bit about that.
People like Bruce Lawrence here, who was one of the founders of the Islamic Studies Center, and he's now Professor Emeritus, is still very actively involved. We have Omid Safi over at UNC, who regularly blogs for the Huffington Post and for Religion News Service. What Would Muhammad Do is one of his signature column over there. Janann Reed studies American Muslims. Abdeslam Magraw, he is a political science who's doing a lot of work around the Arab Spring and the transitions there in the Maghreb region. Mm-hmm. And Miriam Cook, who is a studies Syria, and that's become very relevant now. And we have David Shanzer here at Duke and Charles Kurtzman over at UNC who collaborate on projects around homegrown terrorism and the study of countering violent extremism in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward, if this project developed and had exactly the consequences that you envisioned it having, what would it be? What role do you see for the project in the future?
Well, one of the catalysts for this project, you know, we've seen a rise of Islamophobia in this country since 9/11, and especially, frankly, in the past few years. And it's pretty clearly correlated with a very tight, vocal, and well-financed group of scholars and activists that are driving this Islamophobia. And what we've seen and what perhaps you've read in the Fear Inc. study that was put out by Center American Progress, this group seems to have the ear of policymakers and some media. So one of the things we hope to do is to bring more scholarship to these policymakers and media and so that they don't have only have access to these limited voices. One thing I wanted to stress, too, is that, you know, all these issues that we have around Islamophobia in the United States, one thing I'm starting to hear from many scholars is that it's really beginning to negatively affect our relationships with the greater world, especially our foreign policy. And that's another objective of this project, really, in terms of international perception of American attitudes towards Muslims, because whatever happens here, as we've seen with the YouTube video, and as we're seeing with the billboard campaign, people are listening and watching, and they're looking at YouTube and they're reading, and they need to see that that isn't the only representation of what's going on here in America. We also have a sister website to this website called turnscholars.org, specifically for scholars, but also open to the general public, and we've gotten a lot of interest from scholars who are interested in collaborations and interacting with each other.
What else is coming up at the Duke University Islamic Studies Center that our listeners ought to know about?
Well, we are one thing is we're introducing in a couple weeks a scholars and experts database where users can go and scholars and experts can enter their data where they can find these experts to talk to when they have questions. Another thing we're doing is we're planning some events. Our next event is on October 25th at the Duke in D.C. office in mm-hmm. collaboration with the Institute for Social Policy and Understanding. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about introducing a paper by one of our scholars, David Shanzer, about policy recommendations for countering al-Qaeda-inspired violent extremism in the United States. Mm. And he's going to be speaking with the head of the National Security Network and the head of the Muslim Political Action Committee, MPAC, as well as the executive director for the Institute for Social Policy and Understanding to talk about all the issues around that.
I've been speaking with Julie Harbin, writer and editor for Islamic Commentary and communication specialist at the Duke Islamic Studies Center. Thanks, Julie, so much for being with us on State of Belief Radio and for your support of our work and its connectedness to your work.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. Man, that went fast. Please visit us online at stateofbelief.com. You can find out more about the show, hear extended interviews, read transcripts, sign up for our podcast, have a good time doing all of that. You can learn about the new State of Belief app for iPhone and Android devices. That way you can listen to us anytime, anywhere, and you can tell your friends they can do the same. Do that on the social media. Use Facebook. Use Twitter. If you need contact information, it's available at stateofbelief.com, including our toll-free listener line, 800-856-0277. I always encourage you to ask other people to join this conversation. We want as widespread and diverse a conversation as this nation allows, and that's pretty big. We want everybody involved because we want ideas to surface that get discussion from all points of view. You can help us with that. Maybe they will even be benefited by it as well. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That's State of Belief.